This is Ruben. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Right here.
All right.
I'm looking at the tax return, and it just says signature of officer. So it doesn't say anyone's name on it.
No, in the entire tax return, you guys, you're an LLC, correct?
No.
Corporation?
Yeah.
So there should be, in the back of the tax return, there should be what's called a K-1 that verifies the ownership, the shareholder.
That would be on the regular tax return?
It's on the business tax return.
You know, that's what I'm looking at. There's many pages here.
If you want to send it to me, I can take a look at it real quick.
Where would it be? I'm just trying to see.
It should be called a Schedule K-1.
Oh, Schedule K-1. Let me just look through it quickly. No. Schedule C. Okay, here's K right here. That's not K-1 with no name. And it goes to L. And 1125A. 8879. Just checking because if I don't have it. It's supposed to be on everyone. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is it supposed to be on every tax return?
Yes, on the back of it, if it's a subchapter S, correct?
What if the C? I'm not sure if the C on this.
I'm sorry?
It might be a C. I'm not sure because I have a few corporations. I know some of C's and some of S.
Yeah, typically smaller businesses are S corporations. Once in a while I see C's, but it's quite rare, to be frank. Do you want to call your accountant?
I know for a fact that I have both, you know, and I don't know which is which. Would it say on here if this is an S or C?
I'm sorry?
Would it say on the return if it was an S or a C?
Is it an 1120S? On the first page, it say 1120 or 1120S.
Let's go back to the top.
Is it 1120 or 1120S?
No, 1120.
Okay. So there should be something called a Schedule G in there then that shows ownerships.
Right.
We can include your partner if you wish. It just really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. I don't know who's the owner on paper. That's one thing I can't see.
I am, actually.
We would just have to document it then, traditionally. I mean, usually the underwriter will ask because his name's on the bank's name, it's on SOS, but if you're trying to avoid that, which is fine, I know a lot of customers say, hey, look, I'm the owner, I want to be the one to sign. I just have to show documentation that supports it.
This is bizarre. It goes to Schedule C and it's supposed to be Schedule G, and it goes from C to J.
Yeah. Do you want to just shoot me the full tax return? I can pick through it. I'm not going to forward anything over if it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
I'm more of a filter. Yeah, send it over to me. I'll take a look at it, and I'll give you a quick ring back on what we can do here.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.